Unit 5.
Script 9 to Exercise 1. Listen to the conversations and choose the right item in the sentences. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
My wife and I would like to spend our summer holidays travelling in Europe.
Excellent. What countries would you like to visit?
In fact, we would prefer to combine travelling with staying at some seaside resort. So, we are thinking about the south of Europe.
There is a choice of tours I can offer you. You can make a tour of France, Spain and Portugal, and stay in Costa Brava, not far from Barcelona in Spain.
You know, we've been to Spain a couple of times. Could we make it of Greece or Italy?
Certainly, sir. That's a very good idea. There are lots of good seaside hotels both in Italy and in Greece.
Well, what would you recommend?
You could travel about France and Italy for a week, and then stay for another week in Xenia Lagonisi, a very comfortable five-star holiday spot, just 40 kilometres from the centre of Athens.
That sounds good. Will we be able to travel about Greece?
If you drive, you can rent a car and see the country on your own, or join some of the tours arranged by the holiday centre.
Great. Now, what places can we see in France and Italy?
We can offer you an individual tour, and then you'll be able to choose the places. It's very convenient, but more expensive. Another possibility is to join a package tour, which is much cheaper. Here are the routes we offer in our travel agency.
Dialogue 2.
Rose, is that you? Sarah Jones is calling.
Yes, Sarah. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. I hope you're well, too.
Yes, Sarah, quite well, thanks.
Rose, I'm planning to visit Stratford in July and stay there for a couple of days. I was wondering if you could send me some information about suitable accommodation.
Certainly, Sarah. I'll gladly do that. What would you like to know?
I would like to stay at some hotel that is not very expensive, but is not very far from the city centre either. Would you also find out what the price is and what is included in the price?
Yes, Sarah, but you shouldn't bother about the location. Stratford is not a very big city, so wherever the hotel is, it's not very far from the city centre. You can walk or take a bus if it is located in the suburbs. But I would like you to tell me some particulars.
Certainly, Rose. What are they?
First of all, do you want a single? Would you like an air-conditioned room? Should there be a bathroom?
No, Rose. These things are not absolutely necessary. But I would like a single, yes. Lastly, Rose, could you find out what services the hotel provides for its guests?
Right, and I'll call you back at the end of the week.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot. See you.
See you soon, dear. Looking forward to meeting you. Dialogue 3.
Dear viewers, today I am privileged to welcome the studio a very special guest. It is legendary Harris Perry. Good evening, Mr. Perry.
Good evening.
Mr. Perry, you've just completed an unprecedented experiment. You've crossed the Atlantic alone in a small sailing boat. What gave you the idea of doing this?
I haven't been the first man to do it. There's some evidence showing that even in prehistoric times, people crossed the Atlantic in their small boats.
Yes, but you made your voyage alone. What was the greatest difficulty for you?
Well, controlling the boat day and night without anyone helping you is hard enough, but the worst thing was to know that there are no humans miles and miles around.
What helped you to stick it out?
I had a radio and a satellite telephone, and I regularly spoke to my friends and my family.
I know that you have a wife and two sons. Do they share your enthusiasm about taking such dangerous voyages?
My wife knows that I can't live without the ocean and doesn't protest any more. though I guess it's not easy for her either. As for my sons, I hope they are proud of me. Besides, they are beginning to share my interest in sailing boats. This summer, we're planning to cross the North Sea together.
Dialogue 4.
Mr. Scott, my husband and I are going to Oxford on business for at least a week. I hope we'll have some free time and would gladly do the city. What would you recommend for us to see?
Oxford is a beautiful city. The university gardens and the parks and fields around the river make its centre a surprisingly green place. If the weather is good, you can just walk through the narrow old streets between the university buildings and around the botanic garden.
Didn't you know there's a botanic garden in Oxford?
There is. It is the oldest in Britain. It was laid in 1621 and is very beautiful. Another way to see Oxford is from one of the many open-top buses.
Yes, we may have a guided tour of the city. I also know that many people, especially tourists, like using punts.
True. You can enjoy the river from a punt. In the old days, people used these boats to carry passengers and animals down the river, but now students and tourists use them.
Are there any museums in Oxford?
Yes, Oxford has some of Britain's finest museums. The Museum of the History of Science, the University Museum, the Museum of Modern Art.
Any modern shopping centres in Oxford?
The old and the new are side by side in Oxford. You can visit modern shopping centres or the smaller shops in the old streets. I would advise you to visit the Covered Market in the centre of the city. It is an old food market built in 1774. Today it sells meat, fish, vegetables, flowers, and other things. It is very picturesque.